Okay, we are all the way on the bottom of Kovav Amabez at the Zudats. The Mishnah talked about someone who goes to Medina Sayam, and then he goes on some trip somewhere, he goes far away, and his wife now comes and says, I don't know what my husband is. And she wants to get mizonos, she wants to get, financed from his estate. What's the halacha on such a case? So the Gemara says, Itmar Rav Amar, poskim mizonos la'ishis ish, Shmuel Amar, ain't poskim mizonos la'ishis ish. So Rav says, poskim mizonos la'ishis ish, has Rashi, based in Yordan and Nichsei, mi shahalach medina siyam, who poskim mizonos ishtar, someone who has gone away, far away, Bezin can go into their, into their estate and take money to give to his wife. And Shmuel says, you don't do that. So Amar Shmuel, modali abba b'shlosha chadashim harishonim. So Shmuel says, my father is, it would be moda to me, in what case? In a case where, in the first 3 months after he left, right? He's only been away for the first 3 months, so even he agrees, right? And Nachar means even, everybody agrees, even Rav would agree, that in the first 3 months, he just left, so they're going to be, by the way, I have a Musaf Rashi that says, Shmuel hayakor l'Rav Abba, l'chvoda, right? That Shmuel would call Rav his father, he was to call him Abba. He's not really his father, but right? But the point is that Yid Rav is Moda, first month he goes away, while if he ain't other maniach beis rekan, because a person doesn't leave his house, right? Leave his house empty when he goes. So for the first 3 months, even Rav agrees, you're not going to go into the guy's estate and take his money to give to his wife. First 3 months, he left enough money for the first 3 months. And then, if it turns out they find again information that he passed away, right? Then also everyone agrees that they do take his money, right? Rashi says, everyone agrees in that case that they do give her the money. Why? Because what are you worried about? And we're going to talk about two different, possibilities of things to be concerned with. And Rashi is kind of like jumping the gun here and getting to the two points, but he says ilitzrari. Itzrari means that maybe the husband left her like mountains of money already ahead of time, and so she's gonna go claim she needs more money, but she already has money, right? But ilitzrari hare sofa lagabas ksubasa, right? If you're worried that she has money already from him, well, if he died already, she's gonna get collected ksuba anyways. Betishbash lo ikva. Mishalahem klum, and she's going to have to take an oath that she doesn't have any. When every woman claims her ksuba, she has to take a shvuah that she doesn't already have other money from the husband, right? Vila shema amala si ma'as yadeich mizuno seich, and the other possibility is that he might have said to her, "What do you mean? I don't have to finance you. You can keep your right the money that you make. Keep the profits of your own personal work, which usually she gives to him in order to." Right? Usually her ma'as yadeich go to her husband, and he takes care of her financially. So maybe he told her, "Here's the deal: you keep your ma'aseh yadeach, keep the thing, the money you make, and I don't have to finance you." Well, in this case, it doesn't matter, right? Because why? Mishemeis ain't mishubaris lo la'ma'aseh yadeach. At that point, once he dies, that deal would be off. So the point is that once he dies, when you find out that he died, so there's no concern anymore about the question of being able to collect. Fine, but. So point is, the first 3 months, everyone agrees that she shouldn't collect. And when he dies, everyone agrees that she now can collect. Ki pligi b'shalosh shamu b'oshemis. The machlokas is, it's after 3 months, and they didn't hear that he died. Right? Rav Amar Poskin. Rav says, we allow her to collect. Why? D'hamashubadla. Because he's responsible for her. Maisa, it's been 4, 5, 6 months already. And he's responsible for her mazonos. So if he's left, so and we don't know that he died, so she collects. Rav says he collects. Shmuel Amar ain poskin, and Shmuel says no. Between once we're past 3 months and we haven't heard that he died, we do not give her money. So why my time? Why not? So Rav Zvid Amar, I'll tell you why not. Eimad sarei atpisa. So reason number one is because maybe even though it's been 4 months, maybe he left her a whole mountain of money. He left her a whole lot of money. before leaving, and so she's going to come claim that she needs money. I don't know who says that she doesn't have the money. Maybe he left it for her. And Rav Papa Amar, and Rav Papa says a different reason, because maybe while he's away, he had already made this stipulation with her that she should keep her own money, right? Whatever money you make, you keep. So who says you should go into because there's a suffix, and maybe she's has her own money to take care of herself. So my banana, what's the nafkamina? So one possibility is, you know, she's an adult, right? And her maisei deha doesn't cover her expenses, right? Inami katana v'safka, or she's a katana, and it does. Like Rashi says, inami ikubina gedola haruili lahat pisa mos, right? She's able to, you know, to collect the money, to hold on to the cash, not the maisei deha, but she's able to hold on to the cash, right? Below safka mizonos maisei deha shehen shnei batzores. Right, maybe she's not going to be able to hold on to her own, you know, her own amount of money is not enough that she makes, but she's able to hold on to the demands of money that he might have left her, right? Oh, she ain't a balas malacha, or she doesn't work, right? Litzari, and she can hold on to the cash. Ikel mechash, let's see, by seidech b'mezonos seichas. Then I could be concerned. Maybe he told her, Taka, keep your own money, because she's, you know. Sorry, for that, and since she doesn't make enough money, I wouldn't be worried about that. So if she's in a gedola, she's someone who could hold on to the cash that he would leave her, because she's an old enough, she's a mature enough person to hold on to the money, but she doesn't make enough, you know, maisei deha, that he could have said to her, you know, keep your own, you know, your own salary. And for the katana, inami katana ubalas malacha, Vashtayim kitaknan, right? You know, maybe she's a katana, so, and she goes to work, right? So what can happen? So she's able to make money because she goes to work, but she's not able to hold on to the. We don't assume that she can hold on to the cash because she's too young for that. So that's why you have the two reasons: either because he left money for her, or because he made a deal with her that she should keep her money in there. Fine. Okay, so those are the two reasons of Shmuel, who says you don't give her the money, and that's only going to be when? After 3 months, and when you still don't know if he's alive or dead. Fine. Okay, so now we're going to bring a number of attacks on Shmuel, who had said that we don't give her the money, a number of attacks, you know, against him. And each one will be, like, you know, defended. So Tanan, Mi shehalach l'medina seyam v'ishto tovas mezonos. Person goes to Medina seyam, and his wife comes and says, I want money. Take care of myself. Chanan Amar Tishba Besof Lo Tishba B'Techila. Chanan said she takes a shvua at the end, but not one at the beginning. Nechak Hu'alav V'nei Kohanim Gedolim V'Amru Tishba B'Techila U'Basof. Right, and we had said this in the Mishnah, the language of Tishba B'Sof, as opposed to B'Techila. Sof means when she collects Ksuba, and T'Techila means when she first comes to collect the Mezonos. Right, T'Techila is like this first stage. She doesn't know if he's alive or dead. She just wants to collect the money. So that's techila, as opposed to sof, which is when she comes to get like the ksuba when she finds out that he died. So the point being that Hanan says she takes a shua when she collects the ksuba, but she doesn't have to take a shua when she collects the mezonos. However, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim they disagreed and they said tishba bechila ubasof, right? That she takes a shua when she collects the mezonos and when she collects the ksuba. So Ad Khan, presumably the Shua is that she doesn't have some other money from him or something like that. Ad Khan, Lopligi, Eli, Inin Shua, Ava Mazoni, Yavinala, but it's Machalokas. Machalokas is, do you take a Shua or not? Well, it's not the Machalokas, whether she gets the money or not. Everyone agrees that she gets the money, right? So that should be attack against Shmuel. Shmuel said, what do you mean Shua? She doesn't get the money, even. So target with Shmuel, Vishesh Shama Boshemates. No, the Gemara is saying, what's the case? The case is, once she heard that he died, right? That's what we're talking about here. Does she take a shua? Doesn't take a shua, etc. That's what we mean. So no kash on me. Okay, Tashva, I'll try again. Mishahal chamedina sayam v'ishto tavas mezonos. So again, woman goes to medina sayam and she's, you know, she claims she wants money. B'nei kohanim gedolim omrim tishba. The Kohanim, the children of the Kohanim, said she should take a shua for that. Hanan Omer lo tishba. Hanan says she doesn't take a shvua. Vimba v'amar pesakti la mizonos neman. Right? And if he comes and says, I left her, you know, he shows up later, right? And he says, I left her money. So then he's believed, right? But again, the point is, that's after. In general, the question just is, take a shvua or not. But no question that she gets the money if she comes to claim it. So it's the Gemara, no problem. Hachanami, Mishisham Bushamis. Okay, she wasn't, you know, Shmuel would answer. The case is, again, that they already heard that he died. That's why there's no question that she collects. Okay? V'ha im ba v'amar kamar. What do you mean? The case is that later he shows up. So what do you mean they heard that he died? So im ba la'acha shmua. No, it means you're right. You thought that he died, and he shows up, and he says, I'm surprised, right? He's here. That's the case. Fine. Okay. Try again. Tashma. Same case. Right, but if he comes and says, "You should keep your maise, your maise adeh, and I'll keep my mizonos," Rashai, right? He's allowed to do that. But if Bezdin shows up, you know, but if Bezdin had already given her the money, so then whatever they gave her, right? So again, same kasha. The assumption is that until we find out something else from him, she's allowed to collect the money. Hachanami v'shishav v'shemes. Okay, no problem. Then, again, the case must be that they had already heard that he died. Tashma. V'shalachim dinas ha'yam v'yishtav v'zonos. Again, same case. Bezdin yordim l'chasav v'zanin v'farnes l'nishto. Bezdin can go into his property, into his finances, and take care of his wife. But they can't take his money to finance his children or something else. We're going to explain what something else is later. So Amar Rav Sheshes b'mishra es ishto ayde shlish. So again, sorry. The kasha is again the clear. It's clear halacha that the bezdin can go into his property and take his money to finance his wife. Then, as Boaz Shmuel said, that they don't do that. So Rav Sheshes answers the kasha. No. The case is they gave Mishra Ishto Ade Shlish. Rashi says, Hemid Apotropis Lizona. They set up a third party person to take care of her Mizonos. The Achshav Mashach Apotropis is Yodo. And now that the Apotropis is, you know, going back on it. The Hashav Vadai Litzare Lekal Meichash. Below Hashem Amr Latzi Masay Dechon Mizonosech. Meaning the case is that the Apotropis is taking care of the money. So he had already been taking care of her money. Right, so and since he was, we know that she doesn't have money left over. She doesn't have money that had been placed, you know, in a pile waiting for her, or that there was mice. He said to her, "Take your mice there," because there was this person already, like, you know, who was like the guardian of the estate in that case. So we knew that these concerns weren't there, right? And that's the reason why in that case she's allowed to collect. Okay. So it's not, the point is, it's not a proof for our regular cases. Our regular cases, we have that suffix. Here we happen not to have it. So fine, ihachi barav benosav nami. If that's true, then why can't he finance the children? What's happening here? Why is it only for her? So kishi hishri luzu v'lo hishri luzu. No, it's because they had one for her, but not for the children. Okay. So my paska. So then, what's going on here? It's this thing, basically. So ella amra papa. Meaning, my paska basically, Gemara's way of saying, like, really? Like, that's really the case? That's really what's happening here? It seems difficult to explain this way. It's Ella Amra Papa, Kishishama Boshemes, Beidecha. Right? So the case was, they heard that someone had, that they actually had already heard that he died. Beidecha, he, the e, and with one aid, he, the e, by, and Sube, Beidecha, Matzi Minzba, right? Mizoni Nami Yavinla. And so she, with one aid, wouldn't just be, no, she can remarry, right? One is enough for her to remarry. So therefore, since she can get remarried, right, she can also get mizonos. But banu v'nosam di bar lemechas nechel lenechasa beirechad lo matzu nachdei mizoni nami lo yavilin la. But the children, the eid echad, you think, what do you mean? Ish is ish, that's more chamor. Yeah, but in this case, for the eid echad, is enough, we're mekel. Right? And we talked about in the past, she'd have to investigate and be careful, etc. But the bottom line is that the eid echad is enough to allow her to get married. So since she's allowed to get married, so then she can start getting mizonos also, right? But if, because she's trusting that he died. But for the children, just for the money, we're not make up for the eid echad just for the money, and therefore they can't go ahead and collect money, and since they can't, so they can't get the mazonos either. Okay. So my davar acher, what was this? The Bryce had said that they can take his nechasim to give his wife, but not for his children, and not davar acher. So what's davar acher? Rav Chista Amar tachshit. You know, they want to take his money to ever give her jewelry or something. Rav Yosef Amar tzedakah. You want to take his money to give tzedakah to other people. Sman Amar tachshit kol shekin tzedakah. Right? If they can't go and take his money to give his wife, jewelry or whatever, so certainly they can't take his money to give tzedakah, to give money totally away. Man damar tzedakah, some say that the man damar tzedakah can give away, that they give his money away to tzedakah, but tachshit, meaning they can't give tzedakah, aval tachshit yavin Allah, but the tachshit, right, they would be willing to, they should be allowed to give her. Why? To lo nichalei the tinvol, because everyone knows if his wife wants to purchase something to feel good about herself, so he would be willing to do that. And so therefore, even though they can't seize his money to give tzedakah in the community, they can seize his money to give to his wife, so she could feel that she's able to be appropriately taken care of that way, even with holding under it. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.